And it also opened up the contextualization of learning. So for some of our pupils, for example, to go back to those in the islands, it would be really interesting for them to do a lot of outdoor learning, to be working at the beach, to be maybe making a boat, and in that way they're covering the experiences and the outcomes of technologies. So you were using the context there, perhaps in the likes of Ayrshire, where you have your connection, looking at historically at coal mining and politically at what happened when the coal mines were closed and the impact that that had on the society round about them. Because what we were finding we were doing before was we were kind of not looking at anybody's context. You know, we weren't looking at the context, rather. We were giving a general curriculum. So I was learning, for example, as a child in Edinburgh, I was learning about, and I needed to learn this, but I was learning about what was happening in Essex, in terms of, like, south of England, in terms of the flat lands around there. It didn't really bother me. I didn't actually care. But I would have cared about the mountains and the glens and the lochs and the kind of industries that were happening in my own country.